You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, cats and kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, back on the attack with a stack of shellac and ready to lay down that rhythm and blues sound that's all around. Welcome to the Juke in the Back, a solid hour of 1940s and 50s R&B, or as I like to call it, the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week we're going to highlight one of the first ladies of rhythm and blues, Little Esther Phillips. Few female R&B singers sang with more raw emotion than Little Esther. She was quite a talent, but unfortunately got swept up into superstardom and turned to drugs and alcohol, putting her career on hold for a while. But it's absolutely amazing when you look at her career by the numbers. In her first recording year of 1950, Little Esther sang on 6 top 10 R&B records, 3 of those records going to number 1 on the charts. Few artists ever enjoy such a successful first year in recording, and she was only 15, but maybe it was all too much too soon. This week on The Juke in the Back, the story of Little Esther. Esther Mae Jones was born in Galveston, Texas on December 23, 1935. Like most great rhythm and blues singers, she was brought up singing in the church, and she experienced life's first hardship when her parents got a divorce when she was very young, and she divided her time by living with her father in Houston and her mother in the Watts section of Los Angeles. At the age of 14, Esther's sister convinced her to enter an amateur talent contest at Johnny Otis's club, the Barrel House. Otis was impressed and immediately added her to his review. They would score an enormous chart-topping hit in 1950 with Double Cross and Blues, but before that, they cut aside for Modern Records, and that's how we're going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Little Esther with Johnny Otis in his orchestra and Mean Old Gal. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're highlighting the incredible Little Esther this week on the Juke in the Back.
Thank you. goodness knows how hard I've tried. Folks say that you've been cheating, and how I see it's true. While I can't quit you, baby, 'cause I'm so in love with you. What's the matter, Daddy? If you would only tell me why. Goodness knows how hard I've tried.
You stayed out last night. Dude. Say you were playing cards. Dude. Can't understand it, baby. What make your big fat head so hard? Dude. I'm gonna leave you. And there's no need for you to cry. Well, if I can't satisfy you, baby, well, goodness knows how I try.
You should be out in the forest, dude, fighting a big old grizzly bear.
Dude. How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
They got lady bears out there. Dude. Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye.
The Johnny Otis Quintet, featuring vocals by the Robins and Little Esther, with Double Crossin' Blues, a huge number one smash, which was released in February of 1950 on the Savoy label and reached number one in March, where it stayed for 9 solid weeks. Keep in mind that this week's feature, Little Esther, was only 14 years old when she recorded that, but her voice is so mature and expressive. She even sings with a smirk on the line where Bobby Nunn of the Robins, who's singing the bass part, asks her why she isn't in the forest. She says, "I'm a lady." And he replies, "They got lady bears out there." At the time, a lady bear referred to a sexually aggressive, unattractive woman. That is definitely one of the greatest rhythm and blues songs of the period. Hey, the public thought so too. That song didn't just put Little Esther on the map. It also put Johnny Otis and the Robins on the map as well. Sure, Johnny Otis had had a couple of hits before Double Crossin' Blues, but with it staying at number one for 9 weeks, few band leaders would experience such success. And that was only the beginning of 1950. By the end of the year, Johnny Otis and his ensemble would be the best-selling rhythm and blues group in the country. Up next, their second single for Savoy Records, the New Jersey-based label headed by Herman Lubinsky. It's called Misery, and this time Little Esther gets top billing. The label reads, Little Esther with the Johnny Otis Orchestra. It topped out at number 9. Little Esther is our feature this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Can't you find a little space in your heart? Conceal
Trust in Blues, Little Esther and Mel Walker with the Johnny Otis Orchestra. That was their second release on Savoy Records. That was released while their first single, Double Crossing Blues, was still holding on to the number one spot nationally on the R&B lists. Mistrust in Blues would be the group's second number one single. Before that, we heard its flip side, Misery, which went to number nine. Misery featured Little Esther singing by herself, while Mistrusting Blues and their next single, Cupid's Boogie, would feature Mel Walker singing along with Little Esther. Mel was discovered by Johnny Otis in 1949, right around the time that he discovered Little Esther. And unfortunately, like Little Esther, Mel got caught up in drugs and was busted on narcotics charges around 1953. Not too much else is known about him, except that he died during the 1950s sometime. Man, nobody knew talent like Johnny Otis. Here's a Greek kid whose original last name was Veliotes. He grew up in a black neighborhood in Berkeley, California. And he said in various interviews throughout his life that at some point in his teens, he made the decision to be black, meaning that he embraced African-American music and culture to the point where he considered himself as a part of the black community. He would go on to back artists like Big Mama Thornton on Hound Dog and Little Richard on Little Richard's Boogie, as well as discover artists like Etta James and Little Esther. And in 1950, he totally dominated the rhythm and blues charts. Cupid's Boogie, their third single for Savoy Records, was issued in June of 1950 and hit number one for 1 week. Here's Little Esther, Mel Walker, and the Johnny Otis Orchestra. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the incredible Little Esther this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Hey, Mr. Cupid, step into my life. I met a fine cat, and I've just got to be his wife. Cupid, don't let me down this morning. Things things will be okay if you'll just help me get this fine mellow man today. Pull down the shades, turn down the lights, make him sit here by my side and hold me tight. Cupid, don't let me down this morning. Things will be okay if you'll just help me get this fine mellow man today.
Well, pretty baby, I might as well confess, without you I can't find my happiness. Baby, don't let me down this morning. Things will be okay. Let's get the ring and tie the knot today.
I want a diamond ring, fine furs that cling, a chicken shack and a Cadillac.
Ooh-wee. Take it easy, baby. Things will be okay.
Well, let's get the ring and tie the knot today.
Real early every morning, I want you on the spot. Breakfast on the table and coffee in the pot.
Uh-oh, I knew there was a catch to it. But everything will be okay.
Well, let's get the ring and tie the knot today. One thing, baby, I've got to be the boss. And don't you ever pull no double cross.
There won't be no days like that. I've got news for you. I'm the captain of this ship and you're just a member of the crew.
Oh, baby, don't be like that.
Are you kidding? Let's get the ring and tie the knot today.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You're running round, you're up to your old tricks, and you're acting like a clown. I'm gonna change your mind, Daddy, if you don't change your ways. You've had your way long enough, now the situation's getting rough and tough, no stuff. All the days you've stood me up, I've been acting tame. But if you don't show up tonight, you'll never be the same. I'm gonna change your mind, Daddy, if you don't change your ways. You better bring it to my door, or don't bring it home anymore.
I'm too big for you to mess with, so don't bruise your little hips.
But I'll get you, Daddy, if I have to make two trips. I'm gonna change your mind, Daddy, if you don't change your ways. You better bring it to my door, or don't bring it home anymore, anymore, anymore. You don't know me, Daddy, I'm from across the track.
And if you fool with me, Mama, you'll have trouble getting back. I'm gonna change your mind, baby, if you don't change your ways.
You better bring it to my door, or I don't bring it home anymore, anymore, anymore. Now come on and kiss your daddy. That's it.
Deceivin' Blues by this week's feature, Little Esther, along with Mel Walker and the Johnny Otis Orchestra. That charted in September of 1950, where it hit number 4. Can you believe we're still in 1950? Deceivin' Blues was Little Esther's 5th charting record leading Johnny Otis's group. It's amazing for one person to be involved with so many hit records in one year. All of them top 10 hits. 3 of them went to number 1. And man, dig Little Esther's phrasing on that record. You can definitely tell she was heavily influenced by Dinah Washington. There is so much maturity in her 14-year-old voice. It's amazing. Of course, there was a dark side that went with superstardom. Hanging out with all these older guys and gals, Little Esther got to drinking and taking heroin. It was all probably a little too much too soon. Up next, a release from November of 1950. This one's really creative. When you look at the label, it says, The Johnny Otis Congregation. Little Esther is playing the bride, Mel Walker is playing the groom, and Lee Graves is playing the preacher. This song topped out at number 6 on the national R&B charts. Here's Wedding Boogie with this week's feature, Little Esther. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Where's that preacher? Has he lost his mind? He ain't never here on time.
We're gonna get hitched today, everybody. Gonna tie the knot today.
Don't worry about a thing. I've got the ring and we're gonna get hitched today.
Well, I'm the preacher and I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a little nip with Sister Kate. I want you children to fall right in, cause this year wedding is about to begin.
Now I'm the groom, don't start no stuff. I've been waiting here long enough.
Then get out the ring, it's plain to see that I want a he-man to marry me.
To marry you, to marry you.
To heck yes, to marry me.
I do, I do, I do, Rev, I do.
Do you take this fella for better or worse till the man comes and take you away in a hurry?
I do.
Yeah? Well, you better take it till time to get better, cause you can't do no worse.
I knew we should have got another preacher. This cat's a jerk.
Well, brothers and sisters, let's gather around. Old Rev's getting ready to go. Just before we do this thing, everybody jump and swing. Lord, it's Sister Claudia, this wedding is getting good to everybody.
Oh, Rev, you sure are cute.
Yeah, that's what all the sisters tell me. I'm beginning to believe in myself. You man and wife, and I hope you live for the rest of your life. 2 times 12 is 24. Have a house full of kids and don't have no more.
Thank you, Rev, for tying the knot.
We sure appreciate it a lot.
Well, it's all over now. Put your heart at ease, and that'll be $5, please.
Think I'm gonna weaken.
Well now, Sister Pigeon, if you really want to
got true religion. You better do what I say and see the thing my way.
Your eyes are glowing.
That's natural, baby.
Think I really ought to be a going.
You mustn't fear it. I am gonna make you feel the spirit. Just bring your heart to me and sit upon my knee.
Should I start praying?
No, no, I think I'm in the light.
What are you saying?
It's much, much, much too bright.
Please don't squeeze my hand.
Well, you do not understand.
Kiss me once again, I'm gonna stick you with this pen.
Well, go ahead and stick me, cause the
jiggle is moving in.
Jump, children, jump. Yeah. The jiggle done move right on in, baby. Everybody goes along with the jiggle.
Hand me down that gin and kiss me once again.
Yes, you baby
deacon, the deacon is moving.
Little Esther singing with the Dominoes and the Deacon Moves In. It's a new year, it's a new record label, it's a new day. That was recorded on January 26, 1951 in Cincinnati, the home of King Records and its label subsidiary, Federal Records. Now Ralph Bass, who had been handling A&R for Herman Lubinsky's Savoy label, left and defected to Sid Nathan's King and Federal labels. He took Little Esther with him. And she immediately hooked up with the Dominoes, one of the top groups on Federal, and cut that side with Charlie White of the Dominoes duetting with her. Herman Lubinsky was not happy that one of his top assets, Little Esther, had been taken right from under his nose, so he sued for $50,000. Well, Little Esther countersued for unpaid back royalties. This would end up damaging Little Esther as 1951 wore on and the hit stopped coming. It's sometimes reported that during this time, Little Esther also left Johnny Otis. That's only partially true. She switched labels, but the Johnny Otis Orchestra would back her up on several other occasions. They would eventually go their separate ways, though, allegedly over a financial dispute. The Deacon Moves In was released by Federal in February of 51. There would be one more record release in July featuring Little Esther backed up by the Dominoes. We'll get to that one in a couple of minutes. But first, I want to play a Little Esther solo record that came out around this time. It's called I'm a Bad, Bad Girl, and she's without the Johnny Otis Orchestra on this number. The label reads Little Esther with the Earl Warren Orchestra, which was the same group that was backing her up on The Deacon Moves In. Here's I'm a Bad, Bad Girl as we feature Little Esther this week on The Juke in the Back.
Just as bad.
Trouble always follows me. I killed myself a black cat just the night before. Sprinkle a little roofie dust all around my door, hoping I'd chase some people away. But when the dawn appeared, I had the devil to pray. I'm just a bad girl, but Lord knows I don't mean to be. You told me lots of stories, said that you'd be good, but I just found out that in that you wouldn't if you could. I'm tired of your driving, don't want you anymore. My door's wide open and it means you've got to go. I've been a bad girl, but Lord knows I didn't mean to be.
Listen, little Esther, you made me leave my home. Know that I'm no good and everything I've done was wrong. Now you're trying your best to get rid of me, but I've got news for you, baby, 'cause you'll never be free. You're just a bad girl, you're always gonna be.
Through
Little Esther and the Dominoes with Heart to Heart, released on Federal Records in July of 1951. That was their second and final release with the Dominoes. Last time on The Deacon Moves In, she sang with Charlie White. But this time on Heart to Heart, she gets to sing with the amazing Clyde McFadder. Next up, Little Esther's last charting record until 1962. Here she's back with the Johnny Otis Orchestra and her old singing partner, Mel Walker. And it kind of looks to me like they're trying to hide the fact she's back with Johnny Otis, because the label reads Little Esther with the J&O Orchestra. It came out in February of 1952 and hit number 8 on the national charts. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Little Esther with Ring-a-Ding-Doo.
Baby, you look good to me, you do.
Well, now that we've met,
a date can be set,
so we can show each other how to ring-a-ding-doo.
Ring-a-ding-doo. Just a way to say that I love you. Yes, ring-a-ding-doo. Just a way to say I love you.
Morning.
I love you every evening,
and I will love you every night too.
Baby, I want you to know how glad I am to take you all the places I go.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Stay close to my heart always.
I'm happy with you.
And I'm happy too. Because we've shown each other how to ring-a-ding-doo.
Ring-a-ding-doo.
Just a way to see that I love you.
Ring-a-ding-doo.
Just a way to say I love you. I love you every morning.
I love you every evening.
And I will love you every night too.
Ring-a-ding-doo.
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 Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week I'm featuring Little Esther, and many times her Federal Records period goes unrecognized. She had scored so many hits right before this period with Johnny Otis on the Savoy label. Even though she only had one hit in 1952, she recorded some solid material, like this week's Great 78. Here's Little Esther with the Earl Warren Orchestra, featuring Preston Love on alto saxophone, with Aged in Mellow Blues.
I've got a strange philosophy. Nothing young appeals to me. I like my men like I like my whiskey. Aged and mellow. Some girls just can't seem to see why these little young cats ain't But I like my men like I like my whiskey. Aged and mellow. There's nothing greenhorn can do for me. 'Cause my older daddy suits me to a T. Now I like my men like I like my whiskey. Ooh, aged and mellow.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Myself at home.
Thursday and Friday, I get no love at all.
Well, don't you worry, baby. Saturday night we'll have a ball.
Well, I'll be sitting by the phone, just waiting for you to call.
Well, pretty baby. It's a heck of a life. One night of pleasure and then six more with my wife.
I'd be the same way, Daddy. And I know just what you mean. You're my Saturday night, Daddy. 'Cause you're married 16.
Tonight's my night, baby.
Mine too.
Saturday Night Daddy, this week's feature, Little Esther, with Bobby Nunn, the bass singer of The Robins. As you recall, they recorded one of the biggest hits of 1950 together, Double Crossin' Blues. Here in 1952, The Robins were taking a hiatus, so Ralph Bass, who had produced Double Crossin' Blues, brought Bobby Nunn into a Little Esther session held on July 25th, 1952. singer Little Willie Littlefield was also present. They weren't lucky enough to have the kind of success they had with Double Cross and Blues, but you can definitely hear the chemistry between Little Esther and Bobby Nunn. Federal Records issued Saturday Night Daddy in October of 52. At that same July session, Little Esther would also duet with Little Willie Littlefield, who had scored earlier with the Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller penned KC Lovin', which would later be called Kansas City. This tune, Turn the Lamps Down Low, was also written by Lieber and Stoller, and it was issued by Federal in 1953. Here's Little Esther and Little Willie, Turn the Lamps Down Low. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the great Little Esther Phillips this week on The Juke in the Back.
Have you got a job, Daddy? Can you afford to treat me right?
Well, I haven't got a job, but I look for one tonight. If you turn the lamps down low, baby, turn the lamps down low. I wanna love you so, so baby, turn the lamps down low. Can you keep house, baby? Can you cook real fine?
No, I can't cook, baby, but I'll make you lose your mind if you turn the lamps down low. Daddy, turn the lamps down low. I wanna love you so, so daddy, turn the lamps down low. Are you gonna love me, daddy, when I'm old and gray?
When you old and gray, baby, this is what I have to say. Won't you turn lamps down low, baby, turn the lamps down low. I wanna love you so, so baby, turn the lamps down low. You show me to the door.
It's only 11:30. You've got 15 minutes more. So won't you turn the lamps down low? Daddy, turn the lamps down low. I wanna love you so. So daddy, turn the lamps down low. You got to make up your mind. You say you love me 'cause I'm so sweet, but the cherry wine must have me beat. Wine, 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 sweet wine all the time. You're gonna have to choose between me and your cherry wine. It keeps you laying in the alley, flat on your back. I bet they'll soon find you cross some railroad track.
Oh, Oh man, I love the feel of that record. From 1953, that's Little Esther with Cherry Wine. Another one of the great tunes that she recorded for Federal Records that never went anywhere. That song was cut in Cincinnati on the 11th of March, 1953. Ralph Bass, who had produced her with the Johnny Otis Orchestra back on the Savoy label and was now producing her on Federal Records, had big hopes for Little Esther and her mature, expressive voice. But the public just wasn't buying it. Since she was starting to grow older now, she became less and less known as Little Esther, and more known as Esther Phillips. If you recall, her name is actually Esther Jones. The way the story goes is she was looking for a stage name, and so she named herself after a nearby Phillips gas station, and Esther Phillips was born. As the hit stopped coming, Esther fell deeper and deeper into a heroin addiction. She would spend years trying to get clean. As the times got tough, Esther returned to Houston to live with her father. In order to make some money, she played around the southern nightclubs for the next 5 years or so. In the clubs, she honed her performing technique and showed off the versatility of her voice. She was singing jazz, rhythm and blues, blues, and even country. In the early 60s, she was discovered in Houston by country singer Kenny Rogers. He was so impressed, he got his brother Leland to sign her to his Lennox label. Esther recorded the Eddie Miller country song, Release Me, and it went to number one on the R&B lists in 1962. Esther was back, and soon after, Lennox Records folded. But no matter, she was signed to Atlantic Records, the biggest R&B label in the land. Now, she could really show off the diversity of her voice. But unfortunately, our story does not have a happy ending. As her record sales began to take off in the 60s and 70s, so did her old habits. She was in and out of rehab many times through this period, and she would pass away of liver and kidney failure on August 7th, 1984. Little Esther Phillips was 48 years old. I'm so glad you joined me this week on The Juke in the Back to honor Little Esther. Remember, until next time, soul is a feeling. Get that feeling each week on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I want to go out with a Little Esther tune from 1956 to show you that even though she was going through all of her issues with drugs and she hadn't had a hit in 4 years, Little Esther was still sounding great. By 1956, she was back on Savoy Records, and that's where she cut You Can Bet Your Life. And that's how we're going to close her story this week on The Juke in the Back. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Can bet your life I do. Well, I love you forever. Do I miss you whenever you leave me? You can bet your life I do.
I love you. You can bet your life I do.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebank.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.